Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years. But according to my word, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. He called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hands. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? He came to God before the Lord. God said to him, said, Elijah, I want you to go over by the brook Cherith. He said, and this brook is before Jordan. And he said, I want you to be there, and I've got somebody that's going to sustain you. And while you're here, I'm going to take care of you. The great famine had hit all of the land. And here was Elijah over here by the brook. And while he was here, God sent the ravens to feed Elijah. And then all of a sudden, it looked like the brook dried up. He couldn't even get anything out of the brook any longer. When he saw he couldn't get anything out of the brook, the word of the Lord came to Elijah again. You know, there's something about this, Brother Ben, that really stirs me. Every time that I read in the scripture where the Bible said that the word of the Lord came unto the prophets, I don't know of anything that's more stirring and more thrilling to me than to know that just right out of nowhere, as we say, that the word of the Lord can come unto a preacher. The word of the Lord can just come to you. I thank God for such a wonderful thing. But did you know that in the day that we're living in, that we're far more advanced than even the prophets was? Can you see it? We are farther ahead today than the prophets of old was when the word of the Lord came unto the prophets. I don't have to wait till the word of the Lord comes unto me. Because I have the Spirit within me. I have the Holy Ghost within me. And the Spirit of God is on the inside of me. And the Word of God abides with me day and night. And I don't have to wait for it to come to me. I've got Christ within me. I've got the Word within me. What a thrill it was. Back there, just somebody walking along, a prophet, praying, fasting, trying his best to get something from God. And then out of the clear blues, here would come the word of the Lord. And all of a sudden, the word of the Lord would say, Elijah, go down by the brook Cherith. Or Elijah, go to Israel and say, Thus saith the Lord. And Elijah would get inspired like Brother Taylor did when he come up this morning. And when the Spirit would come upon him and the Word would come upon him, he'd feel that quickening. How many of you understand this morning that the Word of God is quicker and sharper than a two-edged sword? How many of you know that it's Spirit this morning and that it gets down the inside of you and stirs you up and causes you to move around in God? How many of you understand that? The Word of the Lord is Spirit. It's quickening. It's life. I remember when Paul kept trying to express the Word of the Lord, he kept saying that there remaineth one thing, and that is the quickening. God is a quickening Spirit. Hallelujah. God is a quickening Spirit. If you don't have anything this morning to quicken you, then you've not been born again. Because God is a quickening Spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord quickens you. The Bible said, if the Spirit be in you that raised up Christ from the dead, he shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth within you. If the Spirit of God doesn't quicken you, there's something wrong with you. If you've got that Spirit within you, then the Word of God will quicken you. When the Word of God would come into the prophets, all of a sudden he would feel something coming upon him. The Spirit of God would come down upon him. Now, when the Spirit of God would come down upon him, all of a sudden he'd feel that inspiration. Maybe just be talking, walking along like this, saying, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, all praises and honor be unto God and his great name, hallelujah. And all of a sudden something would drop down on him, and the Spirit of God would come down, and the Word would begin to move, and something would begin to feed his mind. And his mind would begin to project out yonder with thoughts. And things would begin to come to him. And something would say, Elijah, Elijah. And he'd say, here, my Lord. And he'd say, Elijah, go prophesy, Elijah. Like he did to Ezekiel when he picked him up. Spirit of God came down and just picked him up just like I've got that tambourine and just moved him through the air. Took him over, set him down the valley of dry bones. And the Word of the Lord came unto him. And the Word of the Lord said, Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. Said, Ezekiel, do you believe that these bones can live again? And old Ezekiel said, Lord, said they're pretty dry. He said, what do you think we ought to do about it? God said, prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. And that's been the move in the world today. God has sent men like Brother Terrell and others to prophesy the Word of the Lord. And they prophesied and prophesied around the nations. But after a while, the Bible said those bones begin to come together. They begin to move. Something began to happen. There came a great shaking. The prophecy had gone through the land. All of a sudden, Ezekiel looked around, and all this prophecy had gone forth. Maybe it looked like it hadn't done any good. But all of a sudden, he looked, and the Bible said a great army stood upon its feet. A great army stood upon its feet. When the old Ezekiel looked over there and he saw it, it wasn't just a group of people, but the Bible said it was a great army that stood upon its feet. Hallelujah. You say, where do you get that? The Bible said, I will bring forth my mighty army, saith the Lord. I'll send forth some prophecy, and then I will bring forth my mighty army, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I said the other day, he's got some captains, he's got some sergeants, he's got some generals, he's got some overseers, but he's got a great army that's out in the world, and this army is coming together, and they're going to move over the face of the earth. They're not going to say, I'm Brother Pike's followers. They're not going to say, I'm Brother Terrell's followers, I'm Brother Allen's followers, and I'm Brother Branham's followers. But they're going to be born against Christians that will follow the name of the Lord and be filled with the Spirit of God, an army that will listen to oversight wherever God brings oversight. They're going to listen to the Word of God. And if the Word of the Lord comes to me, they're going to listen to it. If it comes to Brother Benjamin, they're going to listen to it. And if it comes to Brother Taylor, they're going to listen to it. If it comes to Brother Jimmy, they're going to listen to it. And the Bible says they'll move like mighty men across this earth. Hallelujah. And this great voice of God will come forth, and there'll be a great move in the land. What a day. Never been a day like this in the history of the world. God is bringing forth a man child.
I left you here, Brother Taylor, sing that song, God is bringing forth a man child, the Christ within you and me. I can see something giving. I see the youth getting up. I can see the word of the Lord coming and God doing a new thing. They got these little stickers. I asked Brother Zale, I said, Brother Zale, have you got any new things up there? He said, I got them. I said, all right, God's doing a new thing. The Lord said to me, the old is gone and this is God's new business, Brother Bucky. And God is doing a new thing. You say, what's new about it, preacher? The Bible said, I will bring forth the man child. Hallelujah. I will bring forth, he said. Shall I bring to the birth and to travail and not be able to bring forth? I will do a new thing, Isaiah said. Hallelujah. He said, you'll see it when it comes forth. I will make a way in the desert. Hallelujah. And in the solitary places. Look at Israel. Somebody's prophesying. Somebody's saying something. If Israel is coming forth, if the natural Israel of God is beginning to rally and come forth, my brother and sister, that means that there's something in the land somewhere. When God speaks to Israel, there's something on the move. Any great Bible scholar will tell you that when God begins to speak to Israel, it's time for the church to stand up and take notice. Because God doesn't pray. Amen. When God starts speaking to Israel, it's time for the church to get up. Awake, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments. Hallelujah. There's something that's taking place. Something is moving. Last night when I started into the little assembly, just a little mission, I started in a feller I hardly know. He stopped me. He said, Brother Pine, he said, here, I want to give you something. And I turned around and he gave me a little glass slipper. And I thought, well, I've been given about everything, but I've never been given a glass slipper. So I took the glass slipper, I stuck it down in my pocket, and it went on the inside. I thought, well, what is this? It was a little old perfume bottle, you know. And I thought, Lord, surely, what kind of significance could this have? And then the Lord spoke to me about a little thing that I'd read many years ago. How do you ever remember the story about the fairy godmother, was it? How that the sisters was all spruced up, you know, and had pretty clothing, and this little girl, she kind of labored in the background. She's just kind of a mop and a scrub hand around there, washing the dishes. How many remember that? But there was a man by the name of Prince Charming that came along. How many remember the story? And so then, it was about 12 o'clock, but you know, the story relates that she had to get back. Or she would turn back into that little scrub girl. And one night she heard the clock striking and she knew she had to run. As she ran, she lost the little glass slipper. Hallelujah. I really saw something in that last night. Hallelujah. She lost her little glass slipper. And so then when Prince Charming got a hold of it, he began to look through the neighborhood. He said, I'm going to find that little girl. And he began to look for it. After a while, he ran across this house where all of these sisters were, all spruced up, the Methodist and the Baptist and the Presbyterian and the Catholic, all spruced up, you know, had everything just right. And they sure felt like the slipper would fit them. But everyone that he placed the slipper on, it seemed to be the wrong size. After a while, the little scrub girl, she knew what was going on. She was back there. She knew that that slipper wouldn't fit none of them but her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. There might be a lot of things you can do in this world, my brother and sister. But I want you to know God's got something that won't fit nobody but you. Amen. That little slipper has to do with the soul. Hallelujah. With the soul. And that little glass slipper, it wouldn't fit anybody. And finally the little scrub girl came out. Hallelujah. I tell you, God's got something that won't fit no soul except your soul tonight or today. Amen. I'm getting into Brother Frank Taylor's habit, see him night and daytime. But anyway, God had a little glass slipper. I tell you, I took that little thing and I thought, Lord, is it that much within that little glass slipper? I took that little glass slipper and I stuck it down in my pocket. And I started back home. And I spoke to my wife and I said, Betty, I got something I want to give you. So I gave Betty the little glass slipper. I said, I don't know whether it'll fit your foot or not, Then he said, well, said it might not fit my natural foot, but said, I'm so little it'll fit my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Grace, he said, Daddy, give it to me. Hallelujah. Give it to me, Daddy. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what. There's a real God moving through the earth today. And all the sisters is trying to get it to fit their foot. Everyone I'm saying, you know it's me, you know it's me, you know it's me. And they said all kind of things. But I'll tell you something this morning. God knows whose foot it will fit. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're that tall bride today, that slipper will fit your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of the Lord came to the prophet. And he went over to this woman, and this woman said, oh, man of God, what have I to do with thee? What have I to do with thee? Hallelujah. You've got something to do with the man of God this morning. You've got something to do with the move of God this morning. You've got something to do that nobody else can do but you. Hallelujah. And God says the word came unto Elijah. And God said, as the word came, he prophesied. And Elijah said to the woman, oh, woman, I've not come to call your sins to remembrance. She said, Elijah, Elijah, have you come to call my sins to remembrance? I'll tell you this morning, because the man of God reproves you because he says something to you. He hasn't come to call your sins to remembrance, but he's come to help you. He's come to lead you into something for God. And you can have it this morning if you're willing to get to the place to where you can go on with God. There's nothing like the move of God that's in the earth today. The Bible said the end of the matter is better than the beginning. He said, Elijah, stay by the brook. Stay by the brook. And Elijah obeyed the voice. The trouble with us today is we don't want to stay by the brook. We don't want to do what God tells us to do. We're too ambitious. We want to do it our way. We see things our way. We want to go where we want to go. Amen. Like the other day, when God showed me that Brother Zale Carnes was to take my big, beautiful Chrysler and go over into the areas of Canada. Wouldn't it have been better if old Brother Pike could have gotten that big Chrysler and he just went over into Canada? Me and my wife could have went over into Canada. I'd love to go to Canada. I know that some of you would love to go to Canada. But God didn't tell me to do it. Amen. And Brother Zale's calling back from Canada, and he's just running over. The Spirit of God's blessing him. God's fixing to use him in a revival up there, and I just think it's wonderful. I just think it's wonderful. I'll tell you what, if you got God the way I've got God, you're glad to see him move out for God. Amen. Some of the brothers and different ones that run around cause me trouble. Oh, Brother Zale's trying to stay close by. He didn't know that God had it planned to put him in a nice, beautiful Chrysler, send him over in Canada, and that there's going to open the doors wide and roll out the red carpet and say, come and tell us about Jesus. Hallelujah. But God's doing it. God saw the faithful. God saw the testimonies. God saw them that was willing to help. You say, well, Brother Pike, did Brother Zale do all of that good? I can assure you that he had some faults. And I can assure you that you've got some faults. And if you don't have any faults, then we'll magnify his faults. But if you've got faults, then we'll overlook his faults by grace. Hallelujah, and push him on. Somebody said, well, I don't think he felt too good about you. Well, whether he did or whether he didn't, that don't have anything to do with it. You see, I'm not something that's supposed to be thought a lot of anyway. Amen. It's the fact that he thinks a lot about Jesus, and I'm sure he does. Hallelujah. So what comes up between me and you, because you don't like me, is not going to stop me from moving with God and trying to do all I can for you. Hallelujah. I wonder this morning if your soul, your spirit, is anchored in God in such a way this morning that the little glass slipper fit it. I wonder this morning, I thought about that perfume. In the Old Testament, when they made that perfume that went up before God, they said, if anybody makes any like it, they'd be cut off from the tribes. God said he wouldn't have it because it was a type of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? A type of the Holy Ghost. And he said, if anybody makes any like it, said, then they'll be cut off from among the people. And I thought last night, that perfume, just think, that perfume, a type, a sweet-smelling savor of the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. In our soul, what a wonderful thing. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? And there we was over in Cabbage Town, a stinking, dirty place that's been cut off from the rest of Atlanta, Georgia. Just the, you know, the poor folks, the nobodies, the nothings. Amen. But out of a little manger came forth the man-child. Hallelujah. And the Bible said the government shall be upon his shoulders. There shall be no end to his kingdom. And like I preached last night, that in the days of the 10 toes, in the days of the 10 kingdoms, the Bible said it was in the days of those kings. Daniel said that God brought forth the word. The word of the Lord came. In the days of the 10 kings, the Bible said God sent forth his word. Hallelujah. And the kingdom would come forth in the days of the 10 toes that would be established in the earth. Hallelujah. And the end of that kingdom. Amen. There would be no end to it, for it would be from now on. Hallelujah. What have I to do with thee, thou man of God? The little widow had respect. You know what she had to do with? You know what she had to do with? She was on starvation. Didn't have anything to eat. The church world is gone. The brook's dried up. Amen. The oil is gone out of the cruse. The flour's gone. They're eating the last meal. But I'm glad that when they got over Jordan, they found a new harvest. Had a new crop. Amen. When everything's about gone, there ain't nothing left. And everybody said there ain't nothing else to do. And evangelist is just about to go crazy running from place to place. God said, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Amen. I will do a new thing. And God promised that in that hour that he would do it. And that he would come forth with it. And I see something in the land today. I see a new thing. God's brand new bringing forth of the man child. He's never brought him forth before. But he's fixing to bring him forth. Who's ever heard of such a thing? A nation being born in one day. A nation being born in one day. Who's ever heard of such a thing? Something is fixing to happen. But I want you to know this morning there is a Prince Charming, and he is in the land today. And he's looking for a little lady that can wear the golden slipper or the glass slipper. Hallelujah. He's looking for the little lady that will fit. And I believe that there's someone in the land today. I don't think we'll find her in the polished churches. I don't think we'll find her in the seminaries. But I believe that we'll find her back on the backside of nowhere. Maybe a missionary out in the field. I saw Sister Jameson the other day that took a picture where they're down in Mexico. Many times she sat here and listened to this gospel. Now she's down there. I saw her bent over a tub like this, just scrubbing away with her hands. Didn't have no washing machine. Didn't have no modern facilities. But was down there by the little old building that's just a little one-room place where they're living. But she was scrubbing away, and she turned her head like that when they took the picture, and she was grinning. I know you can't grin too good down there when things is in that kind of condition. But if you know what you went for, if you know there's a purpose, if you know it's the life of Christ, then you know that that's the right thing. Hallelujah. And Christ looking as Prince Charming for the little lady that the glass slipper will fit. Hallelujah. I wonder this morning how many of you is really done without that stood beside your husband that said, whatever he wants to do, it's all right with me, God. Whatever you want, that's what I want. I wonder how many of you mumble and grumble because he's took a dollar or took a little of his time and tried to devote it to the work of God because it's made a little inconvenience for you. I wonder how many of you denied yourself. I wonder how many of you husbands have worked with the wife when the wife had a vision and tried to deny herself. I wonder this morning just how many that we've got here. If I begin to take stock that the little glass slipper would really fit. I wonder this morning, when the Prince Charming of heaven begins to come down the earth and begins to walk, I wonder how many of them is going to have that tiny, neat little foot, that little thing that can take the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the fitting of the soul right down to the T, to where he'll know that it belongs to them. Hallelujah. I took it and I put it in my pocket last night. I thought, Lord, why do you give me a glass slipper? What am I doing with a glass slipper? But you know, there's a story in the glass slipper. There's a story in the glass slipper. Some of you've labored. Some of you've done without. The little widow said, "What have I to do with thee, thou man of God?" He said, "The first thing is make me a little cake. I need a little cake. I'm hungry." You know, it's a strange thing, Jim, but God always comes to you in need. Have you ever noticed that? He comes to you in need. How many remember the little story about the woman when Jesus said, "I'm coming to visit with you"? And during that day, there came forth the poor, and there came forth the cripple, and there came forth the needy. But the woman said, "I'm so busy. I'm cleaning house. I've got to look good." Jesus said, "He's coming by." And then in the evening, when everything was over, she turned around and she was so disappointed. And she said, "Lord, you said you would come by and visit with me. But Lord, you never came by." He said, "I came by again and again, but you was too busy to do anything for me. Inasmuch as you do it to them," Jesus said, "you do it to me. The least of these, those that are needy." A lot of times, if you could squirt to your own hurt, but you won't do it. If a brother rises up against you, or if something comes up, instead of you swearing to your own hurt and swallowing down, you won't do it. You'll retaliate and come back at him. What if you just swallowed down and said, "Lord, I'm doing it for Jesus' sake"? You said, "Strive to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of fellowship." And Lord, I'm doing this for Jesus' sake. He cut me to my heart. He hurt me. But God, for Jesus' sake, I'm doing it for the little Christ that's on the inside of his heart and to be an example. Lord, you suffered for me. I'm suffering for you. But we don't do that, do we, wives? When the husband's upset, we don't do that, do we, husbands, when the wives is upset? We don't do that, son and daughter, when mom and dad's upset, do we? When the neighbor's upset, we don't do that, do we? But I'll tell you, there's somebody that does. And the little glass slipper will fit their foot. It'll fit their foot. He's got it. He's got it. That little story wasn't for nothing. Everything that's in this earth represents Christ and his bride. It wasn't for nothing. And I tell you, he's in the land today. He's in the land today. He's in the land today. "What have I to do with thee, thou man of God?" And he said, "Lady, do what I tell you. Just obey me. Everything's gone. But if you'll listen to me, I got a word from the Lord. I got a message to give you, and it's straight from heaven. It's thus saith the Lord." And if you can get a hold of it, Jesus said to the woman at the well, "Lady, if you'll just get a hold of what I'm trying to tell you, you won't never thirst anymore. But out of thine innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Hallelujah. Your cup will run over if you'll just do what I tell you. Hallelujah. Not to call your sins to remembrance, but just to let you know that God is watching you. God is looking toward you. God has got his eyes on you. As Brother Junior said in the vision the other day, when Mary looked down out of the vision, she said, speaking of this church, said, "And I will bless them." I believe it, don't you? I believe it. Hallelujah. I want you to stand with me this morning. God has got something for us. Now, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the visitors. I appreciate the efficiency of them that labor with us, coming up here to the organs and the piano, accordion and different things, people that have jobs in the church, people that have instruments to play, positions to fill. All you've got to do is be faithful. I don't know what your position is, but if you'll be faithful, the little glass slipper will fit your foot. When the Prince Charming of Heaven comes to your door, and he will come, he's no respecter person. When he knocks on your door, he isn't going to go down to Brother Pike's and leave you off, or go down to Brother Taylor's and leave you off. He isn't going to do that, but he's going to come over to your house, and he's going to try it on you too.